Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, thanks to TikTok, we find out which is the UK's biggest Wetherspoons. First, in at three and two...
The charming Cayley Picture House in Edinburgh offers a cozy 6,000 square feet. Our runner-up, the Moon Underwater in Manchester, provides a generous 8,500 square feet.
Find out who's number one. It's on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're listening on the main station, that was, of course, Alanis Morissette, and I think her Weekend in Emojis, according to the lyrics of that song, would be a cinema building and then an aubergine.
Naughty Auntie Alanis.
Naughty Auntie Alanis.
Asked to leave the cinema emoji. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what about your weekends? Well, we've got a kind of builder emoji, I suppose I'd have to describe them. Hard hat, kind of braces, right, yeah. Check shirt type emoji. Then a filing cabinet, then a brush, then a bed, then two sleeping emojis. Ooh. And this has come from Paul, who we had to message back, and he said he's been at work all weekend. The brush relates to having to clean up two storerooms, which is where the filing cabinet comes from. And this is why we're so pleased Paul got back in touch, God bless him. This is because Paul was being punished because he tripped over at work and knocked himself out a few weeks ago.
What?
Yeah. Where
Isn't
do you work?
Punishment enough?
So they made him spend his weekend cleaning up the store cupboards.
Ah, sounds like a lovely workplace.
We're glad that you're okay enough to message into the breakfast show, Paul. And if you need any assistance or help, just get back in touch at 8:12:15. We've got the snowflake emoji. Then we've got a kind of handstand gymnastics emoji. Burger. Oh, I don't know what that is. Then there's some sleeping emojis. So we've got unexpected snow. Then we've got a handstand workshop.
Unexpected gymnastics. It was just an unexpected weekend.
A handstand workshop. I've never heard
that
of
that. That is
such
a thing. This is from listener Claire.
That is hands down the weirdest thing I've ever
heard. Oh, my God.
It is 6:37 in the morning. Leave the lad alone. Then it's burger and cake. It is a spa session. It's a yoga class and then a long, long sleep to recover. But, yes, a handstand workshop.
Wow. I'd like to go to one, I think, just to try it out. Yeah.
I think Alanis might give it a go in a theatre.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
How's your weekend? But in emojis. There's always a tricksy bit. It seems a lot of our listeners ate emojis of aubergines this weekend. Yeah. So, that's good for you guys.
Five a day, that's good. We're
100%
healthy.
Glenn. Yeah. Well, so we like to see you keeping up your five a day. Exactly right. We've got baby, green sick face, clock, running, loo, more sick face. I think it's chocolate ice cream, probably not. Beds, then there's some snoring, there's a skeleton, there's a Frankenstein's monster, there's crying. This is from Rich in Kent, who says the kids were ill, up all night, all weekend. Everyone running to the bathroom, then trying to sleep, waking up like a zombie and crying knowing it's Monday. But Rich, the reason we got back in touch, he concludes brilliantly with, "Have kids," they said. "It'll be great," they said. Lol. Yeah. Laura, there's a house, there's a hammer, so there's some DIY. Then there's an extended index finger followed by a blood drop, which means Laura hurt her finger and she cried. But then she remembered she had a dog. And it weighed 10 kilograms.
Oh, nice. Good.
And
yeah.
She was so happy, she winked at me and stuck her tongue out. Oh, so we love that about you, Laura. Lovely. Well done. And then this bottom one is a hotel, I think, with a tortoise emoji, second tortoise emoji, dude face, beers cheersing. That's from Jordan.
Yeah.
I stayed at a Riyadh in Morocco.
Oh, yeah.
Once
with
and
tortoises.
It had they were about 50 wild tortoise running around the
running?
Place. I see in slow motion. they were running around the place and slowly, you're right, Glenn. And it got a bit unnerving at times because when tortoises aubergine emoji. It makes a clacking sound because it can only be described as shell on shell action. I know you came here for all your Attenborough needs,
like percussion, with those shells.
Did it say like it sound like a horse clip clopping sound effect?
It's like listening to something on Radio 4. No, but you'd be laying there reading your book and you suddenly heard some clacking going on.
Archers has changed since I last tuned in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast,
Absolute Radio.
It's time for the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, What's going on, man?
Well, some weekends it's not clear which stories to run on a Monday, but this weekend I've been inundated with requests for two specific clips on the social ammo.
That's
first,
exciting.
TikTok does big spoons. The inevitable conclusion to this running theme. We've had huge Tesco's, huge Sainsbury's. Now the top 10 rundown of the biggest Wetherspoons in the country.
Okay.
Which you'll be delighted to learn. Here's the top three. We're not going to play the whole thing. Here's the top three for you now.
Biggest Wetherspoons in the UK. Coming in at number three, the charming Cayley Picture House in Edinburgh offers a cozy 6,000 square feet. Our runner-up, the Moon Underwater in Manchester, provides a generous 8,500 square feet. And finally, taking the crown as the largest Wetherspoon pub in the UK, we have the iconic Ramsgate Pavilion in Ramsgate, boasting an impressive 11,000 square feet of welcoming space. Good luck finding the toilets in these spoons.
It's essentially a top 10 list of what used to be the biggest cinemas and banks, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Repurposed as all-day drinking holes. Yeah,
I wonder if there was a thrill for people when their local got shouted out there. Yeah. Yes, Ramsgate!
It looks amazing, the one in Ramsgate. It's right by the sea. It's like a massive...
Well, you're down that way.
Yes, this is not
take
far.
Take the family over.
I might go on a pilgrimage, yeah. Save it for the Easter half term. Yeah, where are we going, Danny? The biggest spoons in the UK.
It's culture, actually. Okay.
It's part of this country's history. And then the other big clip of the weekend, which has been sent by so many people, is a runner from Netherlands who took part in the 400 metres indoor world championship, set the world record, which was amazing. But then a lot of people have pointed out that she sounded like Mickey Mouse. And here's the clip. Just have a listen.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lick in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear halfway she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have a drug tested for helium. I think there's a sign going on here. She is too light-stepping.
Is that performance enhancing? I don't know.
That's how I sound if I do 4 minutes on the rowing machine in the gym.
To be fair, she was very excited. She'd just done the world record, so she was very excited.
Usain Bolt used to sound like that straight off.
It's the high-pitched nature of her voice. Yeah, yeah, and the cartoon-like sound of it. But, yeah, of course, she reminds us all of the king of high-pitched sports broadcasting.
Sending it back for Lindsay. Lindsay sends it back into the area for Svinersky. One touch, he scores!
Svinersky!
Another one for Svinersky! And that one was more impressive than the first!
Amazing. So that's the whole social ammo, the home of high-pitched sports noises. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved you.
Hang on, Matt. I'm going to have to stop you right there before you wrap up. Breaking news from Amy and Charlie in Ramsgate. Morning, Dave and the team.
Yes.
My husband and I legit had a moment of silence so we could hear you read out that Ramsgate was the biggest spoons in the UK.
Yes, love it.
Have a great day, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Now, for those of you listening to the show on Friday, you're not exactly where we're going with this. If you missed the show on Friday, then I think it is well worth exploring the daily podcast. I don't want to strong arm you into getting a podcast. Probably another podcast that you don't need in your feed, but probably just give Fridays a go.
Yes.
It is named the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast. That particular episode is named the Macclesfield Safari.
Yes.
So go check it out. So basically, to cut a very long story short, I found something in the car door of the taxi that brings me in each weekday morning into the studio. It was a squidgy packet. It was a zip hook bag.
Yes.
And I found out from my lovely driver, Paul, that the last person in the car was a 2-time silver and 1-time gold Olympic medalist, the legend, Linford Christie.
Yes.
So we went about sniffing Linford's snack.
We did, yeah.
I nibbled some. Yeah, we had a whole game about it. It was fantastic. So this is your update, because I know so many of you were getting in touch about, well, you know, has Linford had anything to say? I wasn't going to contact the legend that is Linford Christie about this. However, somebody decided to do just that.
Oh.
And that person is, of course, sat to my left.
Yes.
The hype beast Womble.
Yes.
Executive producer Mark slid into Linford Christie's DMs.
Did he?
Wow.
He's got all those contacts on his phone from his Talk Sport days, haven't he? Yeah, all those, every single football pundit, he's got it on his phone. Amazing.
He said, Hello, Linford. This is the message he sent. Hello, Linford. You left your snack in our breakfast show host taxi. Would you like it back? Then we loved talking about it on air. Thank you for the content. And then, thank you for the content.
Imagine getting that out of the
place. I know. And then the sign off, Mark, open brackets, exec producer, close brackets.
Yes.
Which is how he signs off even
thank
on Tinder.
For the content.
Oh, yeah, but... Thank you for the content. So, Linford replied.
Oh.
He did. He replied. He basically replied with lots of laughing face emojis and says, now you guys know my secret. So I love the fact that running really fast is a hot cross bun.
Yes.
That's all we ever needed to know. That's all we ever needed to know. He sent that on Saturday morning at 10 minutes past one.
Oh, did he? Wow.
10:01 a.m. That's how we kept him up all night worried about where
he's where is it?
Come on, relax.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Traditionally, the day of the week where I like to ask you to give you the opportunity to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... The number is 8-12-15, and setting the tone for things to come this morning is listener Karen, and that's cream egg call.
I like to hold a Cadbury's cream egg in my hand till it's warm and melted, and then eat it. It has to be warm, like hand temperature warm, so it's all gooey and just on the cusp of melting.
Okay, Karen, so just so you know, I don't want to cross the line here, but I'm finding this slightly erotic, just so we're all in the, you know, sharing space here.
I just think all the melted chocolate will get in the foil, you're going to lose a lot of it. Have you ever thought about popping it in your armpit at any point?
It's a good question, Karen, you can't deny it.
That's a good solution, probably quicker as well.
Yeah. Are you going to give it a try?
Maybe.
this is why I lead all of the telephone conversations we have on this show.
Don't feel obliged, by the way.
The reason the chocolate's going to go melty for Matt is because he's got massive hairy hands. Now, I'm sure that's not true of you, Karen. When we're talking the underarm technique, I mean, that good. I mean, come Easter, you know, it's just around the corner, you can have one under each arm and one in each hand.
Sounds perfect, doesn't it? Oh my God.
See? Thank you once again, Karen.
Amazing.
The whole thing was weird. We were all weird in that, not just Karen.
Yeah, it was a weird call.
It was completely weird.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning and welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. As is oft said, my email, my inbox is open and wanting. You can drop inside anytime you choose. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And having used that method for communique, joining us on line one, we have Ginny. Good morning, Ginny.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, Ginny, welcome along to the show. So it is time to complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
Is it weird that I recently bought 270 packets of the exact same flavour of crisps?
Yes, it is! It is weird! It's also a great name for the podcast. I suppose unless you run a shop, there isn't really any reason to be doing such things. So what is the reason?
They're a limited edition flavour. So it was basically a case of get them while you can.
Okay.
And you did.
Okay, Del Boy. So, Ginny, what particular flavour are they?
It's the Walker's Christmas pudding flavour.
Yes.
So it's a seasonal offering.
Yes. Yeah.
So you nommed down on a few Walker's Christmas pudding flavour crisps over the festive period and thought, I want these in my life around the clock. These shouldn't be just for now. I want to nom on these in the summer months as well. I'm going to have to get them now.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, I remember we got sent some, I think. There was like pigs in blankets flavour, Christmas pudding. Slightly sweet and spicy taste, but unusual for a crisp.
Well, Ginny, people are going to be thinking 270 packets of the exact same flavour crisp. Why are they so tasty to you, Ginny? Give us a big sales pitch on them.
They're strange.
Yeah.
But in a good way. Exactly like Matt said, they're spicy. But not hot spicy, like literally the spices that you get in Christmas pudding.
Okay, you mean like a kind of Victorian...
It's almost like a mould crisp.
Yeah. Mould crisp, yeah, I like that.
How did you manage to track them down? Because I presume you can't just go into, like, you know, Costco and buy them like that, can you? Or did you find them online? What did you do?
Yeah, I had to troll the tinternet for them, basically.
Don't ever say the word tinternet on my breakfast show. That and out are both banned. Everyone knows that. Anyway, Ginny, let's get back to business. So you went online and you found, is it one box? I mean, how many boxes is 270 packets?
That's three boxes.
Where are you storing them?
In my
I've got a lockup down Peckham.
Where, a yellow storage space.
Where are you, storing them all, Ginny?
They're in my office. I'm absolutely looking at them now.
Oh, you're about to chow down on some. Lovely. Are they near their use-by date, or how much time have you got left to eat these?
They've actually just gone past their use-by date, but they're still fine.
Well, yeah, as is often the case, by the way, we should say
that's
that.
That's true, yeah.
How many bags have you got left, then?
To be honest, probably about 90.
Wow. You already have a lot.
So you've had nearly 200 bags of Christmas pudding flavour crisps since December.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
It's only the start of March. This is amazing.
What a challenge. You should get sponsored and do it for charity or something.
Just sitting there shaking with a little tinfoil blanket over yourself. Ginny, it has been lovely hearing the wonderful reason why you are a little bit weird. We welcome your type on the show. You know that. Good luck with the remaining bags. Enjoy them. You deserve it. Give it up for Ginny, everyone.
Yes.
Well done, Gin.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Scarlett says, Dave, is it weird that I have a 6-foot Elvis Presley cardboard cutout standing at the foot of my bed watching me sleep?
Nope.
Along with other Elvis stuff, says Scarlett.
Right,
so, yeah.
Okay.
Is it weird that I like Marmite spread on digestive biscuits?
No.
Yeah, that's from Ben in London.
It might work.
No, it's not going to work. Mm. I think that is weird. Glenn, what do you think?
Yeah, it made me shudder inside, which I feel like no food stuff should,
yeah,
should
no, that's
have
very
that
true.
Effect on you.
OK, let's keep going with the food ones, shall we? Tony says, Dave, is it weird that I don't like gravy on a roast? Yes, it is. Mm. Can only have my carrots raw.
OK.
Although raw carrots are one of the great
I
food
love raw
types.
Carrots. Mm. Grated.
Don't like roast potatoes. That's also quite weird. And also don't like any sauces in general whatsoever.
Wow. God, it's roast dinner's a rubbish. You're not having roast whatever it is, you're having a side of beef on its own.
Just having an Olaf's nose.
Yeah.
Have a great Sunday, Tony.
Yeah, Tony should not eat on a Sunday. Just out of a fast day.
Yeah. Beth says, is it weird that I like to snack on raw potatoes? Now, love snacking on raw potatoes.
Oh,
I know.
Grim.
Is it an urban myth that that's poisonous? Are they poisonous? Does anyone know?
Yeah. It sounds horrible.
8, 12, 15. But Beth, I'm kind of with you, but we probably shouldn't.
Mm.
But doesn't that apply to so many things in life? Stephen Inverness. Dave, is it weird that I like to eat Nutella with bacon?
Oh.
How do you discover that?
Is that are you shuddering inside, Glenn?
Yeah, I am.
Is Glenn shuddering inside, Steve? Mm. Yeah, it's
I've never
weird.
Put Nutella on something that's been in the oven or the grill.
Yeah.
Dave, is it weird that I purposefully let my tea go cold because I prefer to drink the tea cold?
Oh, no.
From
Come
James
on.
In Cheshire.
No, no.
I have no sense of, like, temperature. Temperature does not affect...
Oh, really?
Meat with food, yeah. Happy for it to go cold.
Really?
Is this
absolutely
the same
fine,
as being
yeah.
colourblind? Is it
it's, yeah, yeah. directly connected, yeah. I can't see rainbows properly and I can eat, like, freezing cold soup. Yeah, it's the same.
Is it weird to have had the body of a pet snake in your freezer for the last 8 years? Asks Debbie.
Yeah.
I don't
it depends
think...
if she was like the snake's wife. Then it's like really suspicious.
I don't think you need us to answer that.
No,
do you, Debbie?
You know.
Deep down, when you said that, you didn't need to put the question mark on there, did you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, listener Beth completed the sentence, is it weird that I, with enjoy eating raw potatoes,
yeah.
I added, well, I do that too, Beth. And it turns out it is quite weird. And Beth, I know you're still listening, it also might be quite dangerous. And the thought of not being able to walk around my own home with a raw potato in one hand, a raw onion in the other, just crunching away, you know. But Matt, so many people are saying, like Katie says, raw potato is poison for dogs, yeah. Not so much for humans, just a little bit. Digitalis says only the green bits are super poisonous. We're going to get into that in a second. Dave, my mum used to tell us that eating raw potatoes gave you worms. And Penfold in Worcester says potatoes are members of the nightshade family, so should always be cooked. In other news, someone anonymous likes to lick their crisps before they eat them, but that's neither here nor there. I suppose crisps are the ultimate cooked potato, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, Matt, where have Beth and I been going wrong?
I've never heard about the nightshade family before. I thought it makes a deadly...
Have you never met the nightshades? They are delight.
Deadly nightshade was a classic gladiator. But nightshades, they aren't deadly, but they are a family of plants, including tomatoes, aubergines, potatoes and peppers. And they contain a small amount of alkaloids, as we all know, yeah? So the alkaloid in potatoes is called solanine.
Yeah, I think we know
and
that,
and solanine can make you feel bad, especially when they turn green. That means it's got more alkaloids in it, so they're the bits to leave out because they give you a bad tummy.
So Digitalis was right.
Digitalis was.
I feel like any food from the ground that has the words night and shade in the title is never going to be delicious.
It's
like a witch has made it.
When foraging. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you ever so much, everybody, for getting in touch with that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Well, one thing I do know about the clock, it's just after nine. Is shout out time.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to work for them, and of course, this background music means it's wordplay, it's puns, it's the Daily Smash. And this morning, after listener Ginny came on earlier to tell us she bulk ordered hundreds upon hundreds of packets of Christmas pudding flavoured crisps, plus the fact we dedicated nearly 30 minutes of the broadcast chatting about potatoes, we're smashing together crisps and music.
Had
eight.
To be done.
12:15. That's the number. Please take the time to include your name, where you're from. We don't get that information on the text you send in. You need to add that. We don't know who you are, but we want to know who you are. What's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? Munch.
Of course, yes.
The Eagles of Death Kettle.
Excellent.
Mixed bag from me there, pardon the pun. What have you got, Matt?
Anything by Nick Nat Kershaw, Tangy Tom York, or Branigan's Vanigan's 3000.
Thought you were about to do a spell then. What have you got for us, Glenn?
Gladys Knight and the Skips.
Oh, yes.
Ridgeur. And Phileas Who Let the Fogs Out.
Hey!
We play the Baha Men a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hello, welcome along to the Breakfast Show, where, of course, just after nine is shout-out time, but you must work for them, which is why we have the Smash. And today, it's anything to do with the world of crisps versus music. The number, 8:12:15. Walkers this way, says Donna in Mirfield. We've got Offspringles from Ian in Canvey Island. That is excellent work, Ian. Katrina and the Quaves.
Oh, yes.
From Stuart in Glasgow. Frazzles Ferdinand from Philly in Manchester. Salt and Alabama Shake from Ollie in Chester. We were talking about Alabama Shakes on the show just last week.
Nice.
Golden Wonderwall, Kevin Luton. Chipstick Season. It's the big song of the moment from Robin Redding. The First Crinkle Cut is the Deepest from Dashing Teesside. And What's It Down Next to Me from Rachel in Southampton. Matt Dyson.
On X, Robert Fellows has gone for the Golden Wonder stuff. We've also got Panic at the Discos from Tish.
Brilliant.
Darren Izzard suggests All the Pringle Ladies and Hula Hoops Upside Your Head.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Superb.
And What's It Love Got to Do With It as well is another classic example.
Excellent stuff, everybody. That's crisps versus music. It's done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for the first show of a brand new week. And what a show it has been. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for joining in. The whole thing, of course, lives on in podcast form, available wherever you get your podcasts from. But Matthew, the thing needs a title.
Yes.
Are we going for Auntie Alanis Handstands in the Cinema?
That was during the Weekend in Emojis earlier on, yeah?
I See in Slow Motion.
Who was that? I can't remember that.
That was me talking about tortoises running around.
Ah, that's right, yeah.
Shell on Shell Action.
Also related to the tortoise.
Drug Tested for Helium.
That was during the Social Ammo, the runner from the Netherlands.
And slid into Linford Christie's DMs.
Yes, it really did happen. I think we'll go for that great line from Glenn about being drugs tested for helium.
Drug tested for helium is the name of the daily podcast. On the way, Leona Graham's going to be here with her tea break trivia and the details you need to be made a winner to the tune of £152,000 on Make Me a Winner. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.